there are any number of news stories you're hearing. There are any number of events that are happening in communities here and across the country when it comes to the observance of Dr. King's birthday. A lot of them taking places, many events are being done, and virtual presentations, some recorded events and things like that, too, by the way. There's a couple of stories that when I was just doing some online work this morning that caught my attention regarding Dr. King. And it's, you know, I'm certainly no expert. You know, what do you know? You learn what you learn growing up, what you hear these days. But here are a couple of things that I was not aware. And one of them I happened to see was online. I think it was in the Detroit News, one of those syndicated columnist things, but I just happened to see it in the Detroit News, done by Ronnie McBrayer. And how about this? I'd never heard this. Maybe you have. But I thought it was fascinating. And they talked about the movie. He was talking about writing about the movie Gone with the Wind when it made its cinematic debut. And it made its debut in the city of Atlanta. And all the stars were there, as the story goes here. Yeah, your Clark Gables, of course, your Vivian Leighs, the director, Victor Fleming, was there, the author of the book, Margaret Mitchell, all on hand, conspicuously absent. When you think of the times, of course, that Gone with the Wind was first showing in these United States, there were none of the black actors who played such big roles in the movie. Mm-hmm. They weren't present. That was the times that we lived. But among the festivities, again, this is a Ronnie McBrayer writing, and I syndicated work, but I happen to see it in the news. He talks about a ball that was hosted by the Junior League, which was for whites only, except, he says, for performers who were a part of the storyline that took place in Gone with the Wind. And so the ball's attendees were entertained, it says, by an African-American boys choir from Atlanta's historic Ebenezer Baptist Church.
Oh, Martin Luther King's church, right?
And one of the youngsters performing?
Martin Luther King, Jr.
In the choir was, yeah, Martin Luther King, boy. Jr., 1 month short of his 10th birthday.
How about that?
You know, I just, what, obviously it's a sad story to know what was going on, mm-hmm. but a great story of, you know, what was the voice in his beginnings, and mm-hmm. which led him to where he became prominent. But, you know, one of the things that perhaps shaped him, but I'd never heard that story before, of the premiere of Gone with the Wind, and how little Martin Luther King Jr. was again, months shy of his 10th birthday, involved in that way. Another story that has to do with a film that's just been released, and it is titled MLK/FBI. It's a movie that explains how the FBI was tracking, as we know, you've heard the story, J. Edgar Hoover's you know, his obsession with Martin Luther King, trying to destroy him and tracking and all the details of his life that he was trying to find out about.
Rather intense surveillance.
Yeah. And it was talking about this, and came out last Friday, if I understand this correctly, this documentary came out last Friday, and is also on video on demand. And it talks about how Hoover expended untold amounts of money and manpower tapping King's phones, using long-term spies to track his whereabouts, creating a monstrous, here's the word they use, have we heard enough of this word, dossier.
Oh, yes, enough of that.
Of King's, unfortunately, we heard about some of his exploits, mistresses and things like that, and there were certainly things that he did. Although people would recognize when it came to the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., let's not forget his, you know, a lot of famous people we know have fallen short of being perfect, because nobody's perfect. And as the historians have noted, including, say, in Dr. King's case, and goodness knows how many people, you could say in a biblical reference, the Bible is filled with sin-filled people who are used for God's greater good. If you don't know the stories in the Bible, read them. You'd be amazed. Because you wonder, wow, that David guy was such a great guy. Well, maybe eventually. Anyway. So, and it just it talks about this book is based on the film I'm talking about, MLK, FBI, is based on a book written by David Garrow, who's using newly declassified FBI files to illustrate the depths of the government's surveillance and harassment of King in the 1960s. Hmm. Even revealing a letter, it says here, that the FBI wrote, and the FBI wrote it to Dr. King, telling King to kill himself. And they
really?
Accompanied this letter with incriminating evidence of his interactions with mistresses. They're essentially saying, if you don't do this...
We'll do that.
We'll do that.
Hmm.
And the other fascinating part, there's a lot of things, and I won't go into the full detail, obviously, as it's a movie out now. We don't want to spoil all the facts and information. But one of the things that's also talked about, as much as this film is based on newly declassified FBI files, and I'm sure I've heard of this before, but I've forgotten, but I'm still amazed, that at the end of the story it talks about, while the FBI has declassified its written files and a few surveillance photos, the FBI audio tapes of everything that was recorded regarding what it was doing with Dr. King still are sealed and will remain sealed, it says here, until at least 2027. That's 6 years from now.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes they do that. They seal things for like 30 years.
They do. And just, you know, I've heard stories, you know, why they say, well, they're hoping that by that time, any of those who perhaps might have involved in these kinds of situations might have been gone.
Transpired,
so it's
yeah.
Just, you know. But in the day and age that we live in and considering the importance and the times we live, I mean, to know that, you know, 6 years away, let's get it out in the open now. I mean, does President have the authority to do that? I don't know. I don't know who's got what authority to do that, but...
The key word is transparency.
Yeah. But just, I mean, to hear that coming out now from the release of some of the written files, you can only imagine what horrifying audio files are going to come forth that are taking place. And 6 years from now, what we'll have to deal with at that time, I don't know. 6 years is a long time, and who knows, but still... To know that I did not know, or if I did know, I'd forgotten that those files still exist, not to be unsealed until 2027. So keep that in mind. This world we live in, this country we live in, when we talk about trying to find best ways to move forth and the questions of race and equality and justice and all that.